This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now that pesky annoyance when you overpay a bill by mistake, this month a court ruled in the case of a giant bank that says it accidentally sent extra money to people it owed and whether those creditors need to give the money back. A federal appeals court ordered the money sent back to Citigroup. The money is connected to the bankruptcy of the cosmetics company Revlon. Now, there's a teachable moment here about getting money back sent in error. My colleague Sabri Benishore spoke with Carla Sanchez Adams, a staff attorney at the National Consumer Law Center. Sabri?
First of all, how do you accidentally send $900 million to anyone?
Yeah, I mean, the story's crazy, but it just shows how easy it is to make mistakes. I mean, if a big bank like Citi makes mistakes and expects money to be returned to it, then they should apply the same rules to consumers who make mistakes.
Just to sort of break this down here, why did the court say that people had to send the money back to Citi? Why not finders keepers?
Yeah, so the Citi case is interesting. You know, there were three judges, and one of the judges said, you know, put simply, you don't get to keep money sent to you by mistake unless you're entitled to it anyway. But it's interesting because here the case is that it wasn't Citi trying to get the money back from the bank of the investors. Citi was trying to get money back from the investors. And it's actually more analogous to when a consumer is defrauded and or consumer accidentally sends payment to someone. And instead of trying to get it back from their bank, they then try to get it from the person who received the money.
What's interesting here is that I recall seeing warnings, you know, anytime I send a PayPal or Venmo or Zelle, it says, you know, if you send this to the wrong person, you're not getting it back. So I just wonder if the rules are somehow different for a big bank versus for an individual.
That question is a little complicated because banks don't generally send other banks money using Zelle. In this case, they were using a wire transfer. The law that applies to wire transfer is different than the law that applies in this case to something like Zelle, that you get that notification of if you send it, you're not getting it back, because the whole premise of faster payments is that they're irrevocable. There are still protections under the law, under the Electronic Funds Transfer Act, that if the transaction was unauthorized or if there was an error, then the bank has to do an investigation and they have to credit your account. And so there are protections. It's just a different mechanism and a different scheme.
So different systems of sending money, different systems of law that apply, different protections that are there.
That is correct. But the underlying principle I think that you're getting at and that you see and we all have a visceral reaction to is, but if someone's not entitled to that, then they should not get to keep it, right? So if it was a mistake or if it was, you know, fraud or something, they're not entitled to keep that money. And there should be a way for the person who made the mistake to get the money back.
Yeah. So for you and I, what is that way?
There is a provision under that Electronic Funds Transfer Act about errors and how errors are defined. And so this is an error. It was a mistake. So the bank should comply with the provision and do an investigation if the consumer disputes it. And then, you know, they can't reverse the transaction, but they can request that money back from the receiving bank. But they just don't. They don't do it. They don't think they should. And it's a real problem.
Carla Sanchez Adams is a staff attorney at the National Consumer Law Center. Carla, thank you so much.
Thank you.